Module 3, Exercise 7, page 25.
The project's name is Fire and Ice, and it reflects how the scheme is going to connect students living in the Northern Hemisphere, ice, with those in the Southern Hemisphere, fire. By using the latest computer technology, pupils will be able to share a classroom with students from the other side of the world. Pupils will be able to share their knowledge and experiences with each other. In some cases, the fire and ice team will donate all the equipment that a school needs to set up their classroom of tomorrow. This includes a computer, webcam, speakers, and an electronic whiteboard. The first fire and ice project in 2006 involved high schools from Brazil, Mozambique, and Canada. They worked together online using web conferencing. The aim was for each school to come up with an idea which could help to combat climate change in their area. In Brazil, some pupils decided that they were going to grow organic vegetables. And in Canada, one school campaigned to stop parents from leaving their car engines running while they waited for their children. Since then, the founders realized that virtual classrooms can break down all kinds of barriers, as well as making learning more enjoyable for school children. Healthcare workers and other professionals will be able to communicate with each other and exchange knowledge too. At the same time, they will gain skills using the new technology. Illuminate, the company behind Fire and Ice, now works with over 7 million teachers and students in 170 different countries. So when you are studying the effects of drought in your geography lesson, you will be able to talk to school children with first-hand experience. Climate change, pollution, and poverty are global issues, and with this new technology, we can have global discussions.